There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? The name of the show says it all, folks. We ask because we want to know what's on your mind. Let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. When you call, you get an opportunity to press 1, leave a message, question for our guests, comment on the debate or topic at hand, and or anything else you'd like to be heard about. That's why we ask. So remember that. You can also press 2 and join our discussion by waiting a moment or two, and you'll join us live on the air. So to put you in queue to chat with us or weigh in live on the air as well. So two options for you to consider when you call on What's on Your Mind. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Heedalls. Heedalls has it. Heedalls has it. That's right. Well, they have auto parts, and if you need it, chances are they have it. If they don't, it's in a warehouse. They'll have it to you less than 24 hours in most cases. But Heedalls also has something that is what Dick Heedall calls their secret weapon. It's the people. People that have just been there a long time that you know that get the job done every day for you. Folks like Jim McDonald out at the Heedalls location in Sydney, Montana. He's been there about 22 years. And actually was for a time in the oil industry, and then in the early 90s said, you know what, I'm gonna do the auto parts thing, and works on his own cars as well, and got a 72 pickup he's fixing up right now. He was telling me about the other day. His first car, by the way, a 68 Camaro. I always ask that question. I love that. Burnt orange 68 Camaro. Now, that's a visual for you. He's a Chevy guy. Loves those Chevys. He's a counter professional. So when folks walk into the Heedalls location in Sydney, chances are they're going to see Jim. And people walk in and finds them what they need. Simple as that. So he's ASE certified for auto parts, for brakes, for undercarriage specialists as well, and many of the professionals in Heedalls are. So you're getting the pros. Heedalls has it. Great folks like Jim McDonald in Sydney. Tell him hi next time you come in there and stop in at any of the Heedalls locations. You're going to find folks just like Jim in locations all throughout North Dakota, parts of eastern Montana, western Minnesota, as well as South Dakota as well, and you can tell them that Scott sent you. All right, 8 past the hour. We're going to talk about Senate Bill 2279 on the program today. Senate Bill 2279 has passed the Senate. It is going to be debated this week in the House. There was already a good deal of testimony on both sides. I mentioned already passed the Senate, so that's done. But on the House, 6 hours of testimony in committee earlier this week. Our guests have all testified on this, so they've been part of this debate previously, and we're looking forward to hearing their viewpoints, welcoming you as well on it. It is a debate on whether or not North Dakota law should include sexual orientation in its discrimination criteria. And in other words, race, color, religion, sex, age, those kinds of things are already in North Dakota law right now. And so we're debating about whether or not there needs to be a change so sexual orientation is included in that. That's what Senate Bill 2279 would do. This is not the first go around for this bill. It was up in the legislature in 2009 and passed the Senate that time, ironically, and failed in the House rather big as well. So it's been around for a while. Joining us today on the program, we have two folks in studio that are here. T.J. Yerke is the legislative coordinator for the North Dakota Human Rights Coalition. T.J., thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot, Pat.
And Jennifer Cook, who is the North Dakota Policy Director for the ACLU. Thank you, Jennifer.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
We're also joined by Tom Fryer of the North Dakota Family Alliance. Tom on the phone. Hello, Tom.
Great to be with you, Scott.
And Christopher Dotson of the North Dakota Catholic Conference. Hi, Chris. Welcome.
Good morning, Scott.
And again, any questions or comments on this issue, certainly welcome at 701-258-0550, 800-258-0550. Let's start with you, TJ. You guys want this law changed, so we're going to start with you two, and then we're going to talk about why it should not be changed. Why is a change necessary to North Dakota law as it exists right now?
An excellent question, Scott. It just needs to happen. It's overdue, long overdue, and the state is ready for it. Public sentiment right now, 59% of North Dakotans would support this, but more importantly, North Dakota is competing for an educated and talented workforce in almost every industry. Our LGBT community tends to move to other states that do afford these protections, and we don't want to be losing very talented, hardworking individuals, many North Dakota-born and raised, to other states because they feel neglected, that they don't have the proper protections in place to be able to seek recourse and to be able to live full human lives, as the Human Rights Coalition's mission is. We affect change so that everyone lives full human lives from day to day.
Jennifer, could you give me some examples where the protections that TJ talked about not being there have caused individuals problems? What is the most egregious example of somebody being wronged as a result of our current law?
Thank you, Scott. I think that it's important to note that neither federal nor state law currently mandates equal treatment regardless of a person's sexual orientation in employment or housing. And we're looking at a group of North Dakotans who have consistently been discriminated against. And so we heard testimony on Monday in House Human Services from a variety of North Dakotans who have experienced discrimination, either in employment or in housing. And it's really important that the law protects those individuals. Everyone should have the right to feel safe in their communities, have housing, have employment, and right now the law as it stands in North Dakota and federally does not protect North Dakotans as it pertains to their sexual orientation or gender identity.
All right, I want some examples, if you don't mind. We'll come back to this. But, Tom, I want to ask you, I heard your testimony, and you specifically said the current code of North Dakota law, Century Code and the Constitution, provide for the protections that both TJ and Jennifer say don't exist. So I'm confused here. How can you say, hey, the law already does this, and they say it doesn't exist?
Well, Scott, we really believe that the statutory law and Constitution really does afford rights for everyone, and that's for all. And so we look at what's taking place in North Dakota today. In my testimony, I referenced Governor Dalrymple talking about the economic activity and how we are rated number one in so many different categories, which really would attest to the fact that the economic growth is a matter of employers and employees, and they're working together for the common good of the state. And so we don't really see what our opponents here are pointing toward. We really believe that we have a good situation in North Dakota, that we hear about Minnesota Nice. Well, I think North Dakota was beyond that, and that we truly do treat people with dignity and respect, and that's why we have such a great state.
North Dakota is the kind of state where we just don't like discrimination, right? I mean, I think the vast majority of us would say that we're pretty good folks here, good neighbors. You might not necessarily agree with everyone, but you don't like the idea of discrimination. Christopher, I want to ask you about this. Do you see a problem that is occurring as it currently exists in North Dakota with the discrimination that needs fixing?
Well, I think your question, Scott, actually raises two issues. First, is there a demonstrated problem? I didn't sit through all the testimony. I was here for a great deal of it. What I heard was people that said that they thought they were discriminated against based on sexual orientation. But as I listened to the details, they would have been protected under other parts of the code already, such as acts outside of employment that are protected, constructive termination, work harassment, and so on. But the issue is, just because we all oppose unjust discrimination doesn't mean that we can codify it in the code as a right to sue. There's lots of wrongs in the world, lots of them. But when you have to draft something and put it in the code and give someone a right to sue based on it, that's another issue. And we don't do it for everything. And we can't do it for everything. And the problem here is not how we feel about discrimination. The problem here is this legislation.
When you say the problem, so what would be a if this passed? What is the worst? What is the worst outcome that you're concerned about? The Catholic Conference is concerned about.
Well, the Catholic Conference concern falls into two areas. First, elevating sexual activities or sexual related activities. We're not talking about an orientation here. We're talking only about something that manifests itself in activities. Elevating that to a special protected class, we believe is contrary to the common good and the role of families and the protection of children, whether it's heterosexual, homosexual, any type of activity like that, to give it a special class and imprimatur in a sense. The second set of problems is the lack of religious liberty protections. This bill does not have sufficient religious liberty protections for even religious organizations like Shiloh High School, like the Knights of Columbus, like Christian bookstores. So there's real problems there. The exemptions that were thrown into the bill are nothing. They really don't make much sense and don't do anything. They're just for show.
All right, I need a little more explanation on that, but we are up against a break here. So when we come back, I want to get TJ and Jennifer in and respond to some of the things we brought up from Tom and Christopher, and we'll also get to some calls. We have Matt in Fargo, Tom in Jamestown, Chelsea in Fargo, Bob in Grafton with questions, and a number of emails that have come in as well. So lots to cover on this discussion. Hotly debated issue this week in the North Dakota House, and more to come as the final vote probably will happen on Thursday or Friday with our guest on Senate Bill 2279. Don't go away. We'll continue.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Past
past the hour, we continue on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends with the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Check them out at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Find out more about the jobs. Over 80,000 in the industry now, and also related industries that are benefiting right now, and also $43 billion in economic impact. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check it out. All right, we continue our conversation about whether or not North Dakota law should change to include sexual orientation in its discrimination criteria. We are debating that today with guests T.J. Yerke from the North Dakota Human Rights Coalition, Jennifer Cook from the ACLU, Christopher Dodson from the North Dakota Catholic Conference, and Tom Fryer from the North Dakota Family Alliance. T.J., I heard from both Tom and Chris before the break in their comments that current law does everything you're looking to achieve here. What do you say to that?
Well, Scott, it certainly doesn't. I mean, we're seeing cases throughout the state that are impacting our LGBT population. I mean, take Maxwell, for instance. He's a recent graduate of UND. He was homeless for 3 months at the age of 21 after he was evicted from his apartment because his landlord found out he was gay. Or take Lucas, who's from Killdeer. He's a Killdeer native. Was required to attend the church of his landlord, or his rent would have substantially increased because his landlord knew his sexual orientation. His landlord would stop into his apartment often at any hour of the day looking for a reason to terminate his contract because the contract did not contain a moral clause.
That sounds to me like one that would easily fit under religion, a discrimination, which is currently in the law.
No, it would not.
Wouldn't it?
No.
I wonder why not. Is he saying you got to go to my church in order to stay in my home?
No, Maxwell and Lucas both were being forced to attend a church because their landlord, well, in Lucas's case, their landlord knew of his sexual orientation. He knew he was gay and wanted to find a reason for him to move out. He forced him out of his apartment. Maxwell had no choice. He was evicted from his apartment because his landlord found out he was gay.
All right,
that
so Tom,
is sexual orientation.
So, Tom, in that case, you mentioned before the current law addresses that. What about the cases TJ's citing?
Well, I can't speak to those because I really don't have the facts on either of those two cases. But what I would say is I'd reference the testimony that we had in the in both chambers, and that was from the labor commissioner, who spoke to the number of complaints that were brought forward to him, which were, you know, I think that he said less than five. But we have to understand that we don't have current law, so that could change that to some extent. But he was asked about if this bill were to pass and this became law, what would he see as the number of cases, the complaints coming before the Human Rights Division within the Department of Labor? And he said it could be somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 12 cases per year. But was even more interesting than that, he said the average of the any cases, whether they would happen to relate to sexual orientation or not, one out of 20 is substantiated. And so we can extrapolate from that that if we have 10 or 12 cases that would come before them, and only 5% of those would actually find basis and merit, the number of these cases that we really have in North Dakota today seem to be rather few. And of course, that doesn't mean that we condone any sort of lack of dignity and respect for someone and mistreat someone, but we have to put it into perspective.
All right, let's go to Tom in Jamestown. Question for our guest. Go ahead, Tom. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I would just like to give an example, if I could, and then just ask for comment from your four guests. If someone owned an apartment building and for religious reasons said that he or she did not want to rent out their apartment to someone who would engage in activity that they would feel would be sinful, morally wrong. And not just homosexual activity, but even if there was a couple that was not married and wanted to shack up together, and for their own personal moral reasons, they did not want this because of the fact that they did not want to be a part of something that they felt was morally wrong. This would be much, much different than if you had a landlord who said, I'm not going to rent to you because you're Asian or you're black or you're Hispanic or you're Italian or you're Irish or something like that. That would be different. You would be looking at somebody who, because of their strong religious beliefs, would not want to be in a situation where they would feel like a hypocrite collecting money while knowing perfectly well
people
were engaged in activity that they did not agree with.
Got your scenario, Jennifer. Under what Tom has described here, would that be wrong?
Yes, it would be wrong. When you are a housing provider and a commercial housing provider, you hold yourself out to the public as an entity that provides housing to the public. If you discriminate based on a person's sexual orientation or gender identity because you feel it violates your moral beliefs, if this bill was enacted into law, that would be a violation of the North Dakota Human Rights Act. And arguments that businesses have a constitutional right to discriminate have been raised in the past, and courts have routinely rejected this argument.
All right, Christopher, is that one of the reasons you have a concern about this bill?
It certainly illustrates it. What basically Jennifer is saying is that if you want to engage in commerce, you have to check your religious and moral beliefs at the door. That may be constitutionally acceptable, but I think that's a serious concern.
Tom, you got your answer. Appreciate the call very much. Let's see here. My screen just went bad. Can you click on Chelsea and get Chelsea in here next? Now it's back. Okay, Chelsea and Fargo, go ahead for our guest. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on. I'm a new transplant to North Dakota. I moved here from Arizona in August this past year, and coming from a state in Arizona where discrimination is such a huge issue on a variety of fronts, we just had a bill that would have been the counterpoint to the bill that's being voted on in North Dakota. We had a bill that would have endorsed this type of discrimination on the basis of religious freedom. And even in a state where discrimination runs deep and racism and bigotry run deep, that law was beaten back. And I think North Dakota would be doing itself a deep disservice if it put itself behind Arizona on the human rights front. And I just wanted to address something that one of your guests said about the cases that would be brought the complaints, rather, that would be brought, how this could result in 12 to 15 more cases or complaints, and that maybe, is given the current statistics, only 5% of those might be viable or might be substantiated. Isn't that one person enough? Isn't that one complaint enough, that one LGBTQ youth that we keep off the street, or that one LGBTQ family is able to keep their jobs?
We're up against a break here, Chelsea, but we'll give Tom Fryer, who issued those, recited those stats, I think that were from the labor folks, on the other side of the break. So stay tuned for your answer. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Senate Bill 2279 is the focus of our debate today on What's on Your Mind. I'm not sure that means much to anybody other than folks that are actually walking the halls of the Capitol, but you probably know it better as a story you've heard about not only in this session but previous sessions in a debate that's went on for some time. It has now passed the Senate and is being debated in the House. Most likely we'll get a vote Thursday or Friday in the full House. And it's a debate over whether North Dakota law should include sexual orientation in its discrimination criteria, right alongside race, color, religion, sex, national origin, and age. Christopher Dodson of the North Dakota Catholic Conference, Tom Fryer of the North Dakota Family Alliance, along with T.J. Yerke, the legislative coordinator for the North Dakota Human Rights Coalition, and Jennifer Cook from the ACLU are here debating it with us today. More calls, questions, and comments waiting as well. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com. And before we continue on the debate, I just want you to dream about a better night's sleep for just a moment. You know, maybe you're walking around a little groggy today or driving around a little groggy. That'd be bad. Tell you what, fix it. Fix it with a better night's sleep. The most important thing to your health is a good night's sleep, you know. That's right. Sleep is very important to your health, and the most important thing to your sleep is your pillow. And how do I know? Because I have one of these. I sleep on my pillow. So it really is the way to go. And we have a great deal for our listeners, a two-for-one deal on the original classic pillows, savings of 50% when you call 800-506-9028. And also at MyPillow.com using the promo code Scott. So check it out. A great deal for our listeners. 10-year warranty with this thing. That's how confident they are in it. All right, 27 before the top of the hour. So Chelsea's question, I think, probably best directed for you, Tom, since you cited the stats, saying, hey, if it's just one, if they're saying, you know, it's a low amount of people and very few of these are ultimately verified as real problems, just one, you've made an improvement. What do you say to that?
Well, most certainly my comments weren't to be taken that one is not important. I just cited that to really put a perspective on the issue that we're talking about. And as I said, we want to treat everyone with dignity and respect. And really, I think in North Dakota today, the marketplace really takes care of that. If we're looking at the employment situation, you know, if you're not treating your employees well, you're not going to have employees. And whether it's for this reason or any other reason, I think the marketplace really is able to take care of this situation. But I think the other thing we need to bring up here is we're looking at maybe in this case the employee. What about the employer? We have to make sure that, you know, whenever there's discrimination cases, if you will, there's always two sides. There's either a business owner or an employer or someone that's the suit is being brought against. And as the Labor Commissioner shared in his testimony, in all 20 of those cases, the business owner would have to respond to numerous questions and furnish this information and really be on the defense in regard to that complaint. And if, in fact, 19 out of 20 of those are unfounded, we are really placing the business owner in a situation of defending itself in many cases where they maybe shouldn't have to. So that's the perspective I wanted to make sure that we had, that we know that there are two sides to any kind of a discrimination case.
All right. Let's see here. A lot of comments rolling in and more calls, too. Kevin says, for those opposed to Senate Bill 2279, would it not just be easier for you to simply post signage stating no gays allowed, says Kevin from Bismarck. TJ, is that the equivalent of this law failing again in this session, in your view, that would be the message?
You know, Scott, it is an interesting question. Oklahoma actually addressed this issue just in the last couple of weeks. Similar bill, had a religious liberties bill that would have created or allowed discrimination to take place down in Oklahoma. And an amendment was brought forth that said, look, let's pass this law, but we'll create an exemption if you as a business want to discriminate. Just put a sign up. And the issue, you know, businesses, I don't think, took that to heart because many of them may not, provide public accommodations for the LGBT community down there. So they realized and hopefully realized that what is going on, what's taking place, and allowing the legal discrimination to take place is wrong, and putting a sign up would only be detrimental to the business and the market.
Chris, I think obviously that was directed at opponents of this law, as though if you're against it, that's what you're saying. Is that what the Catholic Conference is saying? No gays allowed? I mean, or respond to Kevin's criticism.
Yeah, and I think the... you know, a statement like that is actually just somewhat offensive. I mean, the Catholic Church, and I think most North Dakotans, oppose unjust discrimination based on sexual orientation. It has no place for it, especially in housing and employment. People have a right to housing. People have a right to employment. The question is this law. And to the only people saying that this law is about sexual orientation discrimination are their proponents. So they're claiming if you oppose this, you might as well say no gays allowed because you're a bigot. You know, if you listen to the opposition testimony, it's about the bill, not the legislation, and about whether it's right to start giving special legal protection on something that's not an immutable trait or an action that's based on sexual behavior and doesn't have religious liberty protections. That's what this is about. It's not about how we feel about discrimination.
All right, let's go to some calls here quickly, if we can. Go ahead quickly, Tom.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I think that's a misconception about this bill, and that it is saying no gays. This bill is not about preventing anyone from ordering and getting a hamburger at any local shop or renting a hotel room or getting any service like that. This bill, to a great degree, will tell someone that's like the florist in Washington State that they must use their artistic talents to condone or endorse an event that is against a belief that they have. It's not about not selling products or giving services to anyone. That's not what this bill is. That's not what our opposition is about. But the bill is trying to make it look like that's what why we're against this. That's not true at all.
And it's somewhat embarrassing and shameful, Scott, to bring up a bill that is so poorly written and then say it's all about discrimination. It's about your feelings. And so if you vote against it, you're a bigot.
All right, I have a boatload of calls that are waiting to weigh in here, but obviously there was a lot we unpacked there in response to that particular person's question. TJ, you weighed in already, but Jennifer, your take on this? Anything you want to respond to Tom or Christopher there about?
I certainly do, Scott. Thank you. I think it's important to note that once a business opens its doors to the public, it can be required to comply with reasonable regulations that the government puts forth. And in fact, governments have compelling interests to ensure that everyone can support their families, travel, and participate freely in public life. And if that's using a bakery, if that's ordering flowers, if that's staying in a hotel, this bill isn't about... It's about preventing discrimination. It's about deterring discrimination. And it's about providing recourse for LGBT North Dakotans if they are discriminated against, that they have somewhere, they have a recourse. They can, right now they have absolutely nowhere to go. If they are fired from their job because they are gay or lesbian, they have no way to counter that. They are without a living. If they are evicted from their home, they have no way to prevent that from happening just because they are gay or lesbian. And in fact, an individual florist, responding to Tom's point, may use her creativity, but that doesn't make it protected speech any more than a catering business using creativity or a graphic designer using their creativity. All businesses have some degree of expression involved, and that doesn't allow them to claim there's a right to discriminate based on who the customer is. And in fact, the Supreme Court ruled that this type of discrimination isn't protected.
All right, let me go to some calls here. I'm going to go as quickly as we can, so if you wouldn't mind, callers, short questions, and guests, short answers, so we can get everybody in here. Jim in West Fargo, go ahead.
Okay, quickly. I'd like to know where my rights to privacy are going to be protected when someone who identifies themselves as transgender or has a different sexual identity, protected in the aspects of public restrooms, locker rooms. For example, a transgender man feeling that now he can use a women's locker room, where's the privacy of those women involved in there? Is it going to be considered discrimination if they say, no, you can't be in here. You may think you're a woman, but you know what? Biologically, you're a man, and now
okay. You're
invading my privacy.
Got it. That's a scenario, and by the way, I have an email with a similar question. Is there any provision in the bill which would prevent a non-LGBTQ individual from claiming to be transgender, planting themselves in a common changing area, locker room at a gym, et cetera, unclothed while watching women and children changing? It piggybacks on what Jim is saying. Christopher, is that a legitimate concern on the part of Jim and the emailer?
I think the best answer is, the answer is no, there is nothing preventing that type of situation the email said about. Not in this bill.
All right. So both Jim and John.
Both the definitions of sexual orientation and gender are pretty fluid in this bill.
Say that one more time.
Both definitions of sexual orientation and gender are pretty fluid in the bill.
And is one able to say that I'm going to describe myself this way to fit the legislation or the statute? In other words, you self-identify?
You self-identify, basically.
Yeah, and there's nothing in there that prevents from that. That answers, I think, John and Jim's question. Appreciate it very much. Fred Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind for our guests.
Yeah, I don't know which one of the guests was that said that these people were evicted from their apartment or home because they were gay. Did the landlord specifically say you're out of here because you're gay, or did they get inside the landlord's mind and assume that? I'm a landlord, and I can tell you I've had tenants that have said, well, you're discriminating against me because of this or that, when in fact that wasn't the reason at all. They were destroying my property. And if I had been discriminating against them, they would never have gotten the apartment in the first place. So
all right, you're talking about the examples that TJ used of Lucas and Maxville losing their apartments because of what?
Did the landlord actually come out and say you're out of here because you're gay, or is the person assuming that because
yep.
they're gay and there might be other reasons?
Got it. TJ, got an answer for that?
I do, and whether or not if it's perceived or if the individual is actually gay, it still warrants this bill. There's still a need for this bill because whether or not you perceive someone as being gay or whether they are gay, you still should not evict them from their apartment. And it's interesting, I have to reference two claims that did go through the Department of Labor that showed that that went all the way to the federal EEOC, two heterosexual men were perceived to be gay by their employers and many of those around them. This went all the way to the federal government because they were being harassed, and they ended up having to quit their jobs because they were perceived to be gay, although they were heterosexual. So the perception is still discrimination.
All right, more coming up on the other side of the break with our guests. Don't go away, folks. This is What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Hey, Scott Hanum here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get free nights at a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, pull-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. Three nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The ACL
ACLU, North Dakota Human Rights Coalition, the North Dakota Family Alliance, and the North Dakota Catholic Conference debating what is known as Senate Bill 2279. It's passed the Senate, now being heard in the House. If it passes in the House this week, it would go to Governor Dalrymple, and the law would change in North Dakota, should it? Is our question for our guests, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And we have a very short time. This is our final segment in only about 5 minutes here, so we're going to go as rapid fire as we can through a couple more calls before we let our guests go on this interesting debate. Bob Grafton, real quick question.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Look, you know, the Congress shall make no laws establishing a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, period. That's all it says right there, period. So where does this end? That's the problem with this type of bills. It's all left to perception. I do not want men who think that they're girls and my daughters in the bathrooms or in locker rooms. Where was this ACLU, so-called Civil Liberties Union? I cannot remember one case that they have ever come to bat for Christians or their beliefs.
All right. Let's ask Jennifer to respond to that quickly.
Thanks, Scott. I think it's important to realize that there are many constitutional amendments that protect individuals' rights, and an individual's right to exercise their religion is just one of them. There's also the 14th Amendment, which requires that citizens have equal protection under the laws. And so we have to balance the rights of individuals, and where one group rights begin or an individual's rights begin, another may end. But the important point is that consistently the Supreme Court has said that it is not within someone's right to discriminate based on discriminate a protected class like race, religion, which is a choice. It's not okay to do that. It's not constitutional. Your right as a religious individual does not supersede a person's right to use your business. If you are open to the public, if you are renting to folks, if you are an employer, you do not have the right to discriminate against individuals, whether it's based on their religious beliefs or their sex.
All right. So we've talked a lot about protections here. I mean, TJ and Jennifer are making arguments for protections for folks based on sexual orientation. And Tom, you and Christopher are making, raising issues about if this changes, the protections will be gone for businesses. What about what Jennifer just said, Christopher, on the protection side?
Jennifer's mistaken the law. It is not true that you don't have a constitutional right to discriminate. What the law says is that states and the federal government may pass civil rights laws. And they may, in fact, not even a majority of the states do it, pass rights dealing with sexual orientation. That doesn't mean that they must. It doesn't mean that it's a good idea. Just the fact that it's constitutional to do so doesn't mean that states have to. I think saying that you don't have a right to refuse service is simply absolutely wrong. You may or may not have the right.
Let me get to Mike in Regent, North Dakota here. Go ahead, Mike, for our guest. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, these pro-bill people keep sidestepping these questions about facts. With the renters, he didn't answer the question whether or not the landlord actually said that he was disqualifying them because of their orientation. They keep throwing all these this dribble at us, but they're not answering any questions.
Well, I think TJ answered it by saying it didn't matter if it was perceived or not, didn't you, TJ?
Yes, that's correct.
So but did the landlord say it or not?
Do we know?
No, they keep sidestepping. They keep throwing ifs and buts at us, but I don't hear any facts.
The fact is that if this bill were to pass under this law, it would be up to.
Did he say it or did he not say it?
Yeah, okay, I got it, Mike. Do we know specifically in Lucas and Maxwell's case? Did the landlord say you are evicted because of your sexual orientation? Do we know the answer to that, TJ?
You know, I'm going to say yes. I don't know all the details of the story, but the fact is if this bill were to pass, and even under current law right now, when you look at the protected classes, it goes to the burden of proof falls onto the individual that's being discriminated against. And if they have that case, if they can show that it was based on their sexual orientation, that they should be able to take this and and redress these grievances.
All right, now I'm going to ask something quickly. Go ahead.
If I could, Scott, the next question then is, how did the landlord know? Sexual orientation is not something that you can immediately perceive, so it must have been based on an act or speech or something else other than their orientation.
Tom and Jennifer, I'm going to give you a last word here, and we have just a very short period of time, so literally about 15, 20 seconds. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll just finish up and follow up on that, and the enforceability. Gender, as defined in the bill, gender identity means actual or perceived gender-related appearance, mannerisms, gender-related characteristic of an individual, regardless of the individual's designated gender at birth. That really lends itself to ambiguousness of how on earth would that landlord suppose to know. So I think we really have a bill here, if it were to be passed, would be very, very difficult to enforce.
Okay, and quickly, Jennifer, about 20 seconds for you.
It's not whether the landlord knows or doesn't know. It's whether the landlord believes that they are gay or lesbian. If the landlord is discriminating based on his or her belief that that person is gay or lesbian, then that's discrimination.
Wow.
They don't have to guess.
That's quite a an endeavor to try and investigate. I think the biggest issue here that needs to have more follow-up is just on the ramifications and a few scenarios, and hopefully we can do that before the bill is voted on, maybe even tomorrow. We'll try and have these guests back, as we certainly scratched the surface story, but didn't get to all the calls. God bless you one and all. Thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll see you tomorrow right here.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are, too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.